arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. Welcome to episode number 183 of the Babe AF podcast. I'm Jess, your favorite girl on the radio. Is this a radio thing? What do we call this? Sometimes I feel like I'm doing an interview with myself. Today's episode is going to be very detrimental to your health. No, but for real. I have done things in the past 2 weeks that have filled my cup. And you know anything about this podcast, if you're brand new here, if you are just stumbling upon this episode, you know that self-care and filling your cup is something that I love to talk about. There are many, many episodes on this podcast since 2019 that talk about this exact thing. So I'm going to talk about why it is self-care for me. A lot of people everyone has a social battery, right? Some people are at social battery level 100. Some people are like at a 25. Some people are at like a zero at all times. That's what we call introvert versus extrovert. Here's what I understand about myself pretty recently, actually, is that I am now a 100 at a social event. And I used to think that I could just keep that momentum going throughout the remainder of the day and get like so many things done. However, I thought I was going to come home today after my event with Her Texas. It was a coffee and community event. And I'll talk more about Her Texas Co. shortly, probably in another episode. But if you follow me on social media, you can find them very quickly. They are on the grid today. But my social battery at this coffee was 100. I showed up a little bit like an 85 because I hadn't had anything to eat or drink all day except for water. And I always know that when my friend Shannon puts on these events, they're going to be super fun and super exciting and very interactive. And it was just good to kind of connect and get together. So at the event, I'm at 100. I went from an 85 walking in the door to 100, like for a full hour and a half, okay? I did not realize that when I got home, I would be at like a 20. 20% along with my phone battery. My social battery was at like a 10%. So I used the event to enrich, to network, to use it as a form of self-care because it does ramp me up in the event space, in the networking space, in the launching this business as a business space. It does the things it's meant to do. But then when I get home, sometimes, mostly like 50% of the time, I just fucking crash. And I never used to be like that. Maybe it's because I'm 43. I don't freaking know. Maybe I need more vitamins. Maybe I need more snacks throughout the day. I'm not 100% sure. So what I know is that self-care is about finding time for activities that replenish your reserves. They can reduce your stress. They can give you a sense of wholehearted understanding of who you are as a person. Okay. Self-care itself looks different for everybody. Somebody may need to be at a spa for 5 hours. Someone may need to go get their hair done. Some of you may read books. Some of you may go to events. Some of you hate events. Some of you are a serial entrepreneur. Some of you are multi-passionate. Some of you are not passionate at all about X, Y, and Z. Some of you have no idea what you're doing. Some of you are very well tuned to what you're doing. Here's what I've realized. If your cup is empty, you can't pour into someone else's. We've said this before. You've seen it on the internet. It is a quote going around, as cliche as it might be. You cannot pour from an empty cup. I think the reason why events like this are so good to fill up your self-care cup is because you are taking from others as you are giving to yourself. Is it a reciprocal, cyclical situation? You reciprocate the love, the understanding, the information. You soak it up like a sponge. And if you're like me today, I had to come home and literally watch 2 episodes of Saved by the Bell and an episode of Love is Blind. So while you cannot pour from an empty cup, and that sometimes feels counterintuitive, you actually get to be more productive the more you fill your cup. So the more you do the things that you deem self-care, you deem important, you deem encouraging, whatever you deem important to you, you actually give more ability to give yourself to others in that space when you're there in that time, which is awesome. I also want to give a shout out to everybody that was at the event this morning. And this is coming out on Friday, so 2 days ago, Wednesday, March 6th. I also wanted to give a high five for my nails for staying on the whole time, because between the event, driving home, getting barbecue, washing the dishes, taking out the trash, I lost 3 fingernails. I'm new to this whole press-on nail game, but I wanted to kind of elevate that as well. So that was really funny. I have to really take care of my right hand, if you will, because apparently I'm very rough with my hands when I don't have fingernails on. I never knew that that was a thing. Okay, back to self-care. So I want you to create yourself a self-care menu. And this is the premise of the episode. We're going to create a self-care menu together. Okay. We are going to, and this is a promise to hold ourselves accountable. We are going to read for 30 minutes in a book. I don't care what kind of book it is. It could be nonfiction. It could be smut. If you need a romance novelist, my friend Maggie Gates, who I've loved on the internet, just released a new book called Dust Storm. It is cowboy boho amazing. You should totally go read it. You can download it on Kindle. I'm going to really start reading her books. She has a Beaufort poker series. That's lovely. A lot of the characters from that series are branched out into other ones. She has individual books, all the things. So read a book for 30 minutes. I don't care what it is. I ordered 2 sales books recently. I got to read those. Personal development, romance, schmutt, mystery, sci-fi, true crime. I don't care what it is. Just read it. 30 minutes a day. That's number one. And these are not in order of like importance or whatever. I'm just spitting out my mouth while my husband finishes work before we go to the grocery. Number two, I want you to get in some type of exercise today. I want that to be anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. I want you to get your heart rate pumping. I want you to have sex with your partner. I want you to go on a run. I want you to walk your dog or cat or whatever. I want you to be active. It is nicer now than it has been in many, many weeks here in Texas. And so a lot of people are getting outside. So number two, physical activity. Number three, I want you to add more greens into your diet. Okay. I'm the heaviest I've been in a really long time and I don't give a fuck. Some of my clothes don't fit. I don't give a fuck. Here's what I want to start doing. Adding more greens, taking the vitamins, going to see a doctor, getting your blood work done. Anything in the health space that's going to make you feel better, no matter what it is, safely aside as well. I don't want you to like get hopped up on 900 pharmaceuticals and then be like, I'm the best I've ever been, because you're trashing your body. Anyway, that's a side tangent. I really should not like drink Diet Coke and podcast. I'm just kidding. I always drink Diet Coke while I podcast. Not sponsored. Number three. I heard this the other day, and it is very, very beneficial for those of you who have ADHD.
And for those of you who are not organized, and for those of you who really need to organize your shit, number three is if you pick it up, don't put it down again, put it away. If you take something out of the fridge, don't put it down on the counter and walk away. Put it away in the fridge. Okay? We're going to declutter and clean our spaces. We're going to work on that. Okay, that's number three. Number four on the self-care menu, we are going to listen to more music. I want you to find more things you like. I don't give a shit if anybody else likes them. I don't care if you are the only one, but if that is your hype situation, if you want to learn, if you want to buy a vinyl and you want to have self dance parties like we do, we have vinyl Saturday every morning in our house. If it's not on a Saturday because of work, it's on a Sunday. So we have a weekend day, Saturday or Sunday, where we put on a record, we dance to it for approximately two songs, and then we go about our day. But it lets us free our mind of things for at least 2 to 5 minutes that we don't have to think about. So add more music into your catalog. Number four? We're at number four. We have exercise. We have 30 minutes of reading. We have get outside. We have, did I already forget what the last one was? Listen to music. And we have clean and declutter our space. Okay. Pick it up. Don't put it down, but put it away. Okay, that's four. Number five, and this is going to be our last one because I don't want to overload you with things, okay? I want you to do something new for you. We always talk about one challenge a month here on the podcast. And so I want you to do something that is new and challenging for you. Last week, I took a women in real estate investment course. I have to finish those classes today. I learned a lot about being able to do things in the real estate space, which I love, without actually being a realtor, transaction coordinator, social media person. Like, you could literally be a wholesaler, flip land. You don't need a license. That's what I learned last week. Short-term rentals, learned about that. So do something new this month that challenges you, or even this week, or even this day, whichever. So those are our five things on the self-care menu. I want you to take that with you wherever you go. Save it as a note in your phone. Remind yourself, put it in your calendar as a reminder with an alert so that you know that that is what you're going to be doing for the next X amount of days, hopefully for a while, to get yourself in a routine to where you're doing these things that are important, okay? So in summation, we have our self-care menu. We're going to read a book for 30 minutes per day. We're going to get outside or exercise for 20 to 30 minutes per day. We are going to clean and declutter our space. We're going to put it away, not put it down after we pick it up. We are going to challenge ourselves each day or month with something new. And we're going to listen to some new music. Okay? Those are the things that we're going to do. If you have any ideas on things that you would like to add to your self-care menu, I highly encourage them. Put them in the notes, on the comments, on the post. We can do it together. It'll be great. I love a menu, especially if it's a trifold in a diner down the street. You know? Try new things, try new places. All in the reasoning for making yourself feel better in your space and not just laying around for half the day watching Love is Blind and Saved by the Bell. Even though those things were needed to recharge my social battery, I did the networking and the fun stuff first. Or you can do it the other way. Whatever you'd like. Just try it out and let me know how it is. And I hope you guys found this interesting. If you're a new listener here, please make sure you like, follow, subscribe, write, review. It helps push out the things to the people that tell the other people that you like me. All right, you guys, it is time to go to the grocery store. My adorable husband is looking at me through the threshold of my office, and that means it's time for us to go. I love you. We'll see you back next week. And stay tuned for Monday's Unfucker Chronicles. It's going to be a good one, as well as March's Women to Watch for the month. It's Chrissy Wells of All the Small Things Texas. So I'll see you back next time. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you later. Mwah! All right, you-
you guys. Thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.